We delay the start of the Forever Tops program to bring you a special bulletin from the American Broadcasting Company's New York newsroom. New York. An airplane described as a two-motored army craft tonight crashed into the 58th floor of the skyscraper Bank of Manhattan building on Wall Street. Early reports say the bodies of four and possibly five persons were found on the 58th floor of the Manhattan skyscraper. One of the bodies was a wax. This bulletin came from the American Broadcasting Company's New York newsroom.
Broadcasting Company presents Paul Whiteman's Forever Tops. Top the evening to you. Tonight, the Dean of Modern American Music, Mr. P.W., salutes your New York correspondent, Mr. W.W., with the songs that are forever tops. Once again, it's ABC's Director of Music, Paul Whiteman, his orchestra and chorus, and our vivacious vocalist, Eugenie Baird, doing the songs that all America has taken to its heart, the tunes that have become forever tops. And here he is, the master of ceremonies for the Stairway to the Stars program, Forever Tops and Forever Pops, Paul Whiteman.
Good evening, friends, and hi, Jeannie.
Pops, Pops.
Hello, fellas.
Hello, Pops.
And a happy vivace to you, S-A-T and B.
Pianissimo and fortissimo to you, Pops.
Well, I'm usually hep to the latest, Pops, but what cooks with this S-A-T and B?
Why, that's our great unsung chorus, Jeannie. Sopranos, altos, tenors, and basses. Tonight, Forever Tops does a bit of a turnabout. We have asked America's leading purveyor of orchids and scallions, Walter Winchell, to list the tunes he likes the best, to tell us his top drawer favorites. And so a good evening to you, Walter. And Mr. and Mrs. North and South America, let's go to press. Gang, let's roll those presses. Roll them.
Great day, great day, great day. Never give in, you will win if you say.
Well, Jeannie, what do you think of giving with Walter Winchell's top tune favorites?
It's a great idea, Pops. Why don't we do more of the same?
Oh, we will, Jeannie, we will. Maybe after hearing WW's preferred list, some of the other boys and girls of the Fourth State might come through with their own lists. Of course, you may not agree with all their selections.
Why, Pops, I love to agree. And music is my language.
And so it is, Jeannie, and your diction is mighty fine, for there's a sweet, sweet ring to it.
Well, thanks for those very kind words, Pops. By the way, what's next on the Winchell Tune Parade?
It's a generous slice of box office magic, sometimes pronounced Rogers and Hart.
Well, I hope, Pops, you mean Babes in Arms.
Honey, I do. Winchell tabbed that show as a 1937 hit, and it was. And the tune is Where or When, so sing it here and now, Jeannie.
And love before.
Reading straight from the cuff of facts, Walter Winchell's next choice, Memphis Blues, brings forth an interesting sidelight or two of how and why W.C. Handy wrote the tune. About the time the first Model T rolled off the production line, Handy wrote a campaign number and titled it in honor of the man who was then running for the office of mayor of Memphis, Tennessee, a Mr. Crump, who aimed to clean up the town thing and who, incidentally, is still very active in politics today. When Handy's Mr. Crump was played in Memphis, there was blues aplenty for the misbehaving folks. Well, Mayor Crump served for 3 terms, and the tune, Mr. Crump, became known as Memphis Blues. Walter Winchell's choice for Forever Tops, and a Forever Top since 1909. Valentine.
Sounds like a safe and crack.
Ah, but Jimmy Valentine is a gentleman crook who went straight. And besides, Jeannie, he's nothing but a song now.
Just a song?
Yeah, we're back to the turn of the 20th century, just passing through 1912, when two skinny kids named Winchell and Jessel danced and sang with the Gus Edwards troupe to the tune, Look Out for Jimmy Valentine. Ah, it was a great day for the boys, for this was their first performance in a show called Song Review.
From a story by O. Henry.
To a play on the Great White Way.
Gus Edwards took this tale of crime.
And to added a tune and rhyme.
Surprise, Mr. Winchell. We scoop you for change. You didn't mention it, but Look Out for Jimmy Valentine must be on your list of forever tops. And you know, a nation's report to a reporter tells us that this was the first song you ever sang before the theater audience.
Thank you.
the stars above are blinking, and the house is dark and still, and the sound comes clink, clink, clinking from a nearby window sill. If you see a figure crouching in the ghostly pale moonshine, and the moonlight gleams through your startled dreams, then it's Jimmy Valentine.
Look out, look out, look out for Jimmy Valentine.
For he's a pal of mine, a tenderman of crook,
with a touch that lingers in his sandpaper fingers, he can find the combination of your pocket book. Look out, look out, for when you see his lantern shine, that's the time to jump right up and shout. He'd steal a horse and car, he'd even steal a girlie's heart when Jimmy Valentine gets up.
One of the drawbacks in asking personalities in the public eye for a list of their favorite tunes is that Stardust is bound to come up most all the time. Well, Winslow Pickett is one of his extra, extra specials.
And I don't blame him one bit, Pop. You know, I got sort of a crush on Stardust, too.
Well, Jeannie, so have I. And I remember when Hokey Carmichael wrote it. You know, it was only a piano solo at first, and a bit on the slick side, too.
Well, Pop, you're telling me things I never knew.
Well, it's a fact. And there weren't very many stars in that dust, honey, until Mitchell Parrish wrote the lyrics. And then bingo, it hit the jackpot in 1931. And since that time, it's been used in 6 motion pictures, translated into every language, and is still going strong. Our Forever Top survey shows that Stardust stops all other tunes 2-1. So hit it with us kind of lightly, Gina. We'd love to hear it.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend a lonely night dreaming of a song, the melody. Our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration. Oh, that was long ago, and now my consolation is in the stardust of a song. Beside a garden wall, when stars are bright.
Thanks, Walter Winchell, for a swell list of Forever Tops tunes. And if you happen to be listening, here's hoping you get a good rest out there on the West Coast. Right now, folks, there's something very special that I'd like to tell you about. You may not know this, but so far, very little has been done for a certain bunch of fellows who've been disabled in the service of their country. The men who so heroically manned the Merchant Marine. Tomorrow, on the eve of National Maritime Day, a big affair will be held down at the Manhattan Center right here in New York City to start a nationwide drive for funds by the Merchant Marine Veterans Foundation. Sure enough, the boys now will be there to help with the entertainment. So if you live in New York City, try to be there, won't you? If you can't come, then tune into the Forever Tops Orchestra in a special broadcast right from the party tomorrow evening over the same ABC network. But be there if you can. It's a great cause.
Whiteman, with his orchestra and chorus and his singing star Eugenie Baird, will again bring you Forever Tops next Monday night over most of these ABC stations. And here's a tip for more good listening. Tune in each Sunday to that other great ABC show, Stairway to the Stars, with Paul Whiteman as Master of Ceremony.
Yes, folks, be seeing you again next Sunday on the Stairway to the Stars. Be sure to listen, because we've got a swell show lined up for you. Now, for Eugenie Baird and for the chorus and orchestra, this is yours forever, Pops Whiteman, saying good night.
Forever Tops is written by Bill Mogul and directed by Oliver Daniel. Glenn Riggs speaking. This came to you from New York.
Here's a simple problem in arithmetic. That is, it's simple arithmetic, but the problem is really serious. This year, our national income will be $155 billion. Of this, about $15 billion will be absorbed in taxes. That leaves $140 billion for Americans to spend. Well, all the consumers' goods and services that will be available this year will amount to only $118 billion. $22 billion still remain. Well, the problem in arithmetic is solved now. But about that $22 billion extra dollars Americans will have, what about that? It could be used to bid up prices of scarce goods, or it could be saved for that future day when there will be a quantity of goods on the market sufficient to meet the demand. The answer to what should we do about the extra money then is save it. Invest in United States savings bonds, your safest, wisest investment. Buy a savings bond now. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.